Psalm 73, Part 1, Preface. In the day of adversity, it is a grievous thing for the heart to contemplate the prosperity of the wicked. Abel is murdered, Cain lives. Jacob must depart from home and must flee for his life. Esau remains in the house. Joseph, the chaste and innocent, is cast into prison. Potiphar's wife, the adulteress and guilty, lives in luxury. Sennacherib is lifted up to speak proud words of blasphemy against the God of Israel. Hezekiah is besieged and greatly distressed. Herod banquets, feasting his lustful eyes on the voluptuous dance of the daughter of Herodias, and John the Baptist is beheaded. This prosperity of the wicked and adversity of the pious is a stumbling block to carnal reason, and St. Augustine calls it a mountain too high for our understanding to measure. Hence, we should well remember the words with which Asaph begins this psalm, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart." Now those are of a clean heart, who hold fast the forgiveness of their sins in Jesus Christ, who, by the power of the Holy Ghost, crucify the flesh with the affections and lusts, and who walk in the law of the Lord, following godliness and honesty. So Peter declares that God purifies the heart by faith, and to the 12 the Lord said, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." John 15, verse 3. The Israelites, without guile, must swelter in the oven, but God will uphold, defend, preserve them unto their soul's salvation. On this, hear the first part of the 73rd Psalm. Comfort and warning against offense at the prosperity of the wicked. A Psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, "How doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High?" Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued, and chastened every morning. If I say, "I will speak thus," behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. Summary. This psalm teaches us to avoid envy against the wicked and offense at their prosperity. When we see the wicked rich and successful, not afflicted with sickness and misfortunes, and hear them speak proudly with their tongue, and when we see the pious, as it were, daily pursued by afflictions, we must not envy the children of the world, neither must we question the justice of God. Unto the rich man in torments, Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." Luke 16:25. However crooked God's ways may look to us, he is just, and will make all things equal. Dear soul, wait thou on the Lord. Prayer. Lord, who art the only wise God, whose thoughts and ways are higher than ours, as the heavens are high above the earth, hidden are thy ways and thy guidance often beyond our searching out. Work in us such hearts which murmur not against thy judgments, but are always ready to say, Thou art the Lord my God, and thou doest all things well. Amen.